Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Now, next week we will be on For Real's vacation. So when we come back,
none of this pesky work getting in the way.
this pesky work vacation. But we like doing these because you get to come along with us, Kid Nation. You get to see our videos, our pictures. In fact, go to kidnation.com. That way you could find our Instagram and our Twitter and our Facebook and Snapchat and all that good stuff. So you could hang out with us after we get off the air.
If we didn't do it like this, I'd never be doing some of the things that we get to do.
And boy, yesterday was one of those things.
So fortunate,
Because this was something, I've heard of it, but I don't think I could have ever found it, or I'd never heard of it in the area we live in, at least.
Well, I've seen it.
You have?
At lakes and stuff, like for July 4th, for example. I've seen it, but you always see the professionals do it. I've never seen someone that didn't know how to do it do it.
So what we did yesterday is this thing called flyboarding.
Thank you to Atlantic Flyboard.
Logical experience,
and
man.
Basically, what they do is they strap this board to you, and you could see these jets sticking out of the...
On your feet.
On your feet.
Yeah, it looks like a wakeboard or a snowboard, but the boots are attached to it.
Yeah, they're really small, like a tiny snowboard.
Yeah.
And it has these jets on your feet, and they attach it to a jet ski. And you go out in the middle of the ocean or the canal or the lake if you want, and basically the jet ski will shoot water through this huge hose that's about 80 feet long.
Right.
And it will propel you to go up into the air like Iron Man.
Well, at least that's the object, to propel you up in the
air.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
The goal is to get up. And they warn you, this is something you have to get accustomed to, and it can be difficult.
They give you this this tutorial, this, 10-minute little instruction thing, session, where he's trying to explain the ins and outs, the do's and don'ts, and what we need to do, and be prepared for this, and don't stand up like this, blah,
exactly.
Blah, blah.
And you can go to Kid TV if you want to check out our experience with this flyboarding, because I don't know about you guys, but I was not really paying attention while they were talking, because I was just so nervous.
So, Kelly, during the 10-minute tutorial...
Yeah.
Which minute would you say you decided that you were not going to participate?
I went ahead and filled out. I was the first one to fill out the consent form.
Well, of course.
And then they started telling you every possible scenario where things could go wrong. I'm like, I'm out.
I'm not athletic.
I'm not the falling on your back, the falling on your face.
Uh-huh.
It's like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say. I know I'm a. I'm not going to set myself up to fail at something I know I'm not going to be good at, and then I've got to be out there for an hour not being good at it because 30 minutes is my time, and then 30 minutes is the next person's time.
Sure.
Yeah,
I just decided it was probably... I stayed back with Sonny Joe White Cheddar.
Uh-huh.
We decided this isn't for us.
But what if you would have been... good at this.
What if?
This was a hidden talent you didn't know you had.
I'll never know. It's okay.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't
take. That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I have no regrets. And
I think you would have been able to do it.
No regrets?
Everybody keeps saying that. And then I defer to my husband.
I think you would have been able to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have enjoyed seeing you crash from 12 feet.
Right.
Because I saw Al do that about 50 times. And it was painful every time.
It was painful
every
time.
Al would have probably eventually gotten up, but it's at what cost?
See, and these guys were actually really good because they handle how much water is going to go through your hose. And so they determine how high you're going to get. So if they feel like you're not ready to go up high.
Yeah, you just barely hover.
You would have been maybe 2 or 3 feet up
really,
in the air.
Right. Y'all don't have to convince me now. It's
you're
over.
Just like the joy I got from you meeting Landon last week. Was that her name?
Yeah, that was a good high.
I'm so happy.
This would not have brought you joy.
No, it wouldn't. No.
It would have brought me joy.
Well, you know, I'm okay with bringing you joy from time to time, Jenna. But this event would not have been...
When's the last time you said, I'm going to bring Jenna joy?
Here's the thing. When Kelly's not happy, nobody's happy.
Right. Nobody.
And sometimes I have to, you know,
right.
I know me.
Right. So
it's better for everybody that I just passed.
So moving past that, we got out. They asked who wanted to go first, and I raised my hand.
And so did I, because I just wanted to get it over with.
And that's my thing. I don't know how to swim.
Uh-huh.
I love the water.
Sure.
I'm not particularly athletic, but I at least want. I didn't want to stress out about it for like an hour. So I said, let's go do this thing.
So I was on there with you, Al.
Me and my man, Alan, JC guy, we're on the jet ski.
Engineer Don.
We get out there, boom, we're going to go at it. So I'm first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And It just wasn't
good. I remember I looked off because at first you have to tow the jet ski out there.
Right.
And you're the one Superman. That controls it. So you got to do like a Superman move. It feels like you're Iron Man flying through the air, but you're in the water. So you control, like, this is probably what like Robert Downey Jr. feels when he's in the Iron Man suit. You know what I mean?
And somehow I was on my back in the water. And he kept saying, turn over. I'm like, how? I'm going to turn over in the water. So I'm trying. And then JC, meanwhile, is up like 18 feet in the air. Yeah. And I'm sitting there like, oh, I want to do that. So,
well, here's that. Because I remember you got out there first, and I heard the guy say, Al, get ready.
Yeah.
And so I looked off to my right, and I see Al propel a little bit out of the water like something was pushing him out, and then he flopped hard forward. And I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was my turn to go, and he said, just arc your back and relax. And I did, and it was just like Jesus was lifting me up into the air. Like,
Superman.
Just like I just came out of the water, and I looked down, and you kind of struggle a little bit because it's definitely weird, and you got to gain your balance, and I'm struggling, but I'm
right.
I got up, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
You're doing it.
I did it.
It's all about the takeoff.
Have you told your wife you're buying a rig?
No.
Oh, hey, Kenzie.
So, meanwhile, I tried again. I got over maybe my waist high in the water. And psh, 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 that's me splashing in the water. Psh, I mean, it just wasn't happening.
It was
happening.
Bigger than that, Al.
Well, you're right. You're right. It just wasn't happening for me.
Did you get up at all, Al?
Yeah.
I did. A couple times, Alan?
Yeah. You got up, I'd say, 8 or 10 feet one time.
The frustration, like I said, JC, I had two things going on. I couldn't get up in the water, and you were. And so I'm on my back trying to figure out and praying. I'm like, Lord, how come I can't do this? Why don't you bless me? Let's go up in there just a little bit. And JC is up there like doing flips and turning around, eating a hamburger. You know, he's doing all kind of acrobatics up in the air. And I'm just sitting there like, dang, I really want to be able to do this.
Oh, you wish you could fly.
Yeah, I believe I could fly.
I tell you what, I mean, you get up like 20 feet in the air, and I'm a little bit afraid of heights. And I thought to myself, okay, how the hell am I going to come down from here?
It feels like you're 100 feet.
I asked him, I was like, how high was it? Like 50 feet? And he goes, no, man, you're like 20 feet.
You were the highest. You were the highest.
Like 20 feet. I literally feel like, you I thought I was there. Looking at the penthouse because there were some condos in front of it. I was like, I was looking at the dude naked in his apartment.
We were providing, I was providing a lot of entertainment for those people in the condos over there. They were just laughing. I could hear them.
Yeah.
It was like a laugh track. It was like a laugh track. It was like a comedy show. Look at the black guy.
You had some epic wipeouts.
Oh, man.
Epics.
So, anyway, then I go back. We change out. And Alan goes, he's on the jet ski. We change up. And Alan, like, on the first try, I mean, just like JC, everybody did this better, way better than I did. And so Alan's, like, going up, flying around.
Alan had the Jesus pose. He had his arms out.
Yeah,
like
it's like
cross.
The statue in Rio.
In Rio, yeah.
And you come Redeemer. Up out of the water.
And you may have gone higher than Alan, but he stayed up in the air, like, for 2 or 3 minutes straight.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3 minutes, I think.
It was like the less I tried, the easier it was.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't fight it was a lot easier.
Right.
When you start being able to control it, you could stay up 5-10 minutes if you want.
Well, the funniest to watch, honestly, was Justin. Because when you went up, it looked like you were going to vomit. Your shoulders were, you were lurching.
He was lurching.
You lurched every time you came out of the water, like you were going to throw up.
It was always about the takeoff. That was the most important. And so he would be putting pressure under my feet before I could even get my feet under myself.
Right.
So I'm trying to get my balance before I can get up there. And so I'm already unbalanced because it's not directly under me. But as soon as I got the hang of it, man, was I flying.
Yeah, you were flying too.
I was doing triple three axle 5000, water gun spritz. And
that's
my favorite
called crashing.
And
then every time you crash, you crash in a spiral.
In a circle, like a corkscrew.
I call that move the flying fairy. Okay, I was landing.
But speaking of crashing, there was one point because Alan was going when I was done, so I was on the back of the jet ski, and I wasn't watching, but I definitely heard a thump slap.
Oh, God.
And I hear an
God.
And I look over, and Alan's just on his back. And I'm like, oh, no.
He's dead.
Yeah, I was like, Alan died. Right?
That knocked the wind out of me.
Yeah.
It was like a sheet of plywood hit flat on the ocean.
That hurt.
How long did it take for your breath to come back?
Like, I mean, a minute. I just lay there for a minute.
Okay.
Got all the water out of my mouth. But, yeah, it was okay. It was fine.
My partner was Kenzie, and it was so funny because she's smiling.
Great.
She's doing it. And then all of a sudden, she feels something brush up against her feet. And she's like, oh, my God. There's a snake in here. Oh, my God. And the guy's like, no, it's just the hose. Calm down. And she goes, oh, okay. And she, like, does her laugh and then continues on swimming like nothing happened.
I was so nervous when Jenna and Kenzie went because Jenna, as soon as we got ready to go out there, Jenna looked at Kenzie and goes, oh, you didn't wear a one piece. And I thought about it. I'm like, oh no, everybody's going to see Kenzie's boobies. Because like, she was wearing a bikini.
Yeah.
And the girls were hanging. And I thought, like, surely with one little fall, the boob was going to pop out.
Right. Yeah, but we had our life jackets.
Yeah, they were good. They were good.
I thought I'd be fine in my one piece, but I got spanked so much by that water.
Oh. Yeah.
So just it was just my butt. I just got spanked and spanked. At one point, our cameraman Randy's like, Jenna, could you? I'm at this point. I'm floating in the air, and I was finally so excited. And he was like, Jenna, could you like get your bathing suit out of your butt cheeks? Because like he's under me filming. I mean, that's all he sees.
Yeah. We're on the shore, and I forgot who said it, and they said, oh, I don't know, Jenna wore a thong today. And I said, no, she
it's
didn't.
Not. Oh. I actually didn't.
Yeah, it was a regular bathing suit. It was just
oh, man.
All the falls.
I just spanked.
But
yeah,
I think I drank more water than was in the lake.
Well, that's good. You stayed hydrated.
I stayed hydrated.
It wasn't alcohol
though.
For once.
Yeah.
Our instructor didn't let you quit, though.
No, he was like a drill sergeant, man. He's like, no, you're good to this one more time. I'm like, I'm good. I'm honestly fine with this. Nope. And he's just.
He wanted you to get up and enjoy for a couple of minutes.
I appreciate that. He wanted me to enjoy the experience.
What's the longest you stayed up?
What, Alan? 10? No.
5 seconds?
5-6 seconds. Yeah.
5 or 6 seconds.
That was good. I'm fine with that. I'm just like a bull rider, man.
That was a
man.
Fun 5 seconds.
I'm
right?
Just like a bull rider. That's 8 seconds on Fu Manchu, baby. Come on.
It's like dating Big Al.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. 8 seconds. I could do it for eight seconds.
You got 5 seconds.
Yeah.
What was the name of the company again? Let's give them a little shout.
Atlantic Flyboard.
Yeah. If you ever come out this way.
Fort Lauderdale.
Check them out. They were awesome. They were
very patient because we were extreme rookies when it came to doing this.
Yeah, for me, it was like riding a bike. If the more you practice, the more you balance yourself, the better you're going to get.
The next time we'd be better.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I want to do it again. Yeah, they said it's a little expensive. Once you told me the price of how much those things cost.
Oh, to buy one?
Yeah, I mean, it was like $3,000, $4,000 just for the board itself. And then you need the hose as well. And then you need a jet ski. And I was like...
And you need that body of water.
And you need an ocean.
You need the water. Yeah, I was like, yeah, man. That was going to cost me a lot of money if I want this. So it's not going to happen anyway. Coming up next, though.
Yes.
Kelly didn't do the flyboarding, but she is going to do some relationship advice.
There you go.
Our love expert is in the building. It's time for Love Letters to Kelly next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed our flyboarding experience, go to kidnation.com. Those pictures are posted. There's some pretty funny ones on there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got up on there.
I was just telling Randy the video that I posted of you.
Oh, do my dolphin thing?
Yeah. And you see this little black dot in the back? You're like, oh, is that an alligator? No, it's my head. I'm just floating on my back because I can't turn over.
Yeah. Randy's one of our...
I'm sorry. Yeah, Randy's our photographer.
For Kid Nation
TV,
which is going to premiere July 30th on Fox in certain markets.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to test it out. Hopefully you like it. And if you like it, we'll spread it around the world. Or maybe just the U.S. first and then maybe
just
the
domestic,
world.
Domestic,
yeah.
We'll just go domestic.
Baby steps,
but the world is good. You know,
the world would be nice.
The Kardashians weren't on all over the world at first. They had to start off here in the States.
They had to start somewhere.
Somewhere, Kelly.
And they started from the bottom.
Now they're here. What were you going to say, Big Al?
As Justin says, you have to know the world.
Yeah, you have to know the world before you reach the world.
Yes.
And Kelly knows the world, and she knows all about the world of love. That's why you are a love expert. And just because we're on vacation here at the Diplomat Beach Resort does not mean we're not going to do love letters to Kelly. Oh, yeah, we still do it, and we're going to wake up the neighbors. It's time to sing.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm 28, and I've been dating my 28-year-old boyfriend for a year and a half, and I'm very happy in our relationship. We're super compatible. Our biggest issue right now is I think some of his friends don't like me. He has a group of friends, mainly made up of men, also a couple of women who are part of the group. They all went to college together. My boyfriend didn't go to school with them, but they seem to have fully accepted him into the group, and I feel like they treat me like an outsider whenever I'm around them, and I especially sense it from the two other women. One example, we were sitting at a table. The two women were across from me, and my boyfriend left to get us drinks, and they wouldn't talk to me the whole time he was gone, but they immediately started talking to him once he came back and sat down next to me. A couple weeks ago when we were out, they both said they wanted to add me on Snapchat, so they added me. I rarely use it, but then they blocked me because I can't see them, and they still send my boyfriend snaps. I don't get it, Kelly. Hmm. I know it sounds small and ridiculous, but why'd they make such a big deal about adding me in front of everybody than to just cut me off again? I don't want this drama. I'm a nice person. I get along well with most people. I don't think my boyfriend understands why it hurts my feelings this much. I told him I don't feel comfortable going to something because I knew they were going to be there. So he goes without me, but he says he wishes I'd just go with him. I just don't know what to do. Yeah. Jessica.
Everything's fine except for the blocking you on Snapchat. I don't really understand how that works. But, I mean, you've got to also take some responsibility to be proactive and instigate conversation. Just because somebody's not talking to you doesn't mean you can't try to start conversation with them.
Right.
And I guess the best thing to do is just kill them with kindness. Mm-hmm. Just even if it is bothering you, it's time to become the best actress in the world. Not everybody's going to like you. All your obligation, in my opinion, is to be polite and to try to make it comfortable for everyone. And having your boyfriend going without you, I don't think that's the right answer either, because he wants you to be there. Mm-hmm. But not everybody's going to always like you, and sometimes it takes time for people to warm up to you. So maybe you could, if it's really important to you, you could ask them if they want to go do something with you. Maybe there's, you know, I found this new salon, you want to go check it out with me, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to be proactive and not just be the victim. But
agreed.
Then again, not everybody is obligated to like you.
And sometimes it just takes a longer period of time for girls to accept other
girls.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't understand the blocking on Snapchat thing.
I don't either.
Because that's not
either.
My jam. I don't know.
Yeah.
What does it mean when you get blocked? I mean, why would...
She doesn't want you to see what she's doing.
Well, why would they ask her to do that? That's kind of...
They just sound petty and immature. Maybe they like the boyfriend or something.
Yeah,
they're just being mean girls, and that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, there might have been something there before.
You just got to be nice. And
you just got to be nice.
Be above it.
That's
just
all your obligation,
it.
But don't let them keep you
that's
from
on
hanging
them,
out with
not
your
you.
Man.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my boyfriend for over 5 years now. He's 27. I'm 23. While I want to believe he's a good man, there's been little things and traits coming out over the last few years that make me question it. I've compromised so much for our relationship. I've accepted so much on his behalf, from the fact that he has a daughter from a previous relationship, to his temper, to him not being affectionate. Mm. I've asked that he work on the small things for me, like making me feel good and not being disrespectful. He often says hurtful things to make me feel like he's not attracted to me. He tells me he's not attracted to me anymore, too. Or he cusses at me when he's frustrated.
I'm sorry.
But he does say he loves me.
Oh, okay.
He's done so much for me, like provide a home for me and help me pay for college. But I've come to the point where I feel like enough is enough.
Oh, yeah.
He can't find it in him to try to work on things for me or even call me beautiful, but yet he finds it so easy to call other girls, even his ex, so hot.
God.
Is it time to move on?
Yeah.
How do I do it after 5 years, Jessica?
Yeah. See? Listen to everybody in the room laughing.
Yeah.
Because
we're not laughing at you. It's a situation.
It's just so ridiculous.
Is it time to move?
Sometimes I think people just need to hear it back on the radio to hear how ridiculous it is.
What's
that you
name?
Are. I don't know. I didn't hear
Jessica,
it.
I'm sorry, Jessica.
Because this is ridiculous that you're in this situation and you tolerate it. Leave. And
find
go somebody find
somebody
else. I don't care if you say, but it's been 5 years. You're only 23?
She's 23, yes.
23. Oh,
so how many more years are you going to waste with a loser?
Are you going to waste your 20s with this guy?
And then you're
going to
be wasting your 30s?
I mean,
come on. You're still young. And you are beautiful. And there's somebody out there that's going to tell you that.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
So just
move on, baby.
Come on.
Move
honey.
On, baby.
You know the answer to that. I don't care if people say, but I've invested 5 years. I'm going to go ahead and see it through.
But I love him.
He's helping me with home and paying for my college. Okay. Yeah. We'll figure it
out.
You got
some financial obligation to him?
You'll
Whatever.
Be all right, baby. You'll be
it's
way
time
better
to move
without
on.
Him. You'll
yes.
be way better without him.
I think sometimes people just write us because they want to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come out of your mouth.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, you have my permission to find someone else.
Thank you, Kelly.
That's a little mentally abusive right there.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
So back almost 2 months ago, my girlfriend of almost 4 years moved out. I was confused. But a few weeks later, she made it clear that she wanted to break up, so we agreed on it. Now, I'm not a great guy in any way, but it's been most... I'm not a great guy, but it's been almost 2 months that I realized my mistakes, and I've done everything to right my wrongs. The problem is she has not fully moved on, but is seeing... being someone new.
Well, that sounds pretty moved on to me.
Yeah. She really likes this dude, but he's a full 180 compared to me. I honestly am not mad at her. I love this girl to the end of the world, but I can't get her back right now.
No.
What do I do? My brain says let go, but my heart still wrenches for her.
Let her go. It's only been 2 months, and you haven't changed in 2 months, dude. I mean, come on.
Aw.
She's done a 180, which is actually a sign that she's looking for the complete opposite of you. Mm. I think it would be more of a head game if she found somebody that was exactly like you. And so everything that she was complaining about you, well, she just went and found it with somebody else. The fact that she went with someone that's completely opposite of you means she does not want you. So you need to let that go. You can't change your ways in 2 months. And she's a fool to come back to you with all these promises that you're going to change after 2 months. So just let her go. And if time passes and you mature and, you know, maybe she'll come back around or you'll find somebody else.
There you go.
And just because you're a bad partner to her doesn't mean you'll be a bad partner to someone else. Finding, like, I'm a different person with Alan than I've been in any other of my relationships because I had to find that right person.
Hello, I'm
so
Alan.
I'm just saying that doesn't mean you're bad for everybody. It's just you're bad for her. So there you go. Right, that's my advice. Let her go.
Good one.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
A huge problem in my almost 4-year relationship is that I'm extremely picky eater. Like meat and potatoes, meat and tortillas, tacos.
That's annoying.
Yeah. I do like fruit, but seriously, no veggies besides corn and potatoes. If those even count, my boyfriend would say no.
No.
It has gotten to a point where my boyfriend said he doesn't want to marry someone who eats like me. Unhealthy.
Right.
Kelly, help. I want to try new things. I would love to love veggies and salad, but I just don't. I tried to eat a piece of cooked broccoli recently and gagged. How do I get past this? Love you guys.
You just got to keep trying new things. Wow. It's just a mental game with you at this point. I mean, it's to be with someone who is that restrictive with their diet, it is annoying. It's just annoying. And it's the one thing that, like, now that's all he obsesses over. It's like that one little thing he does. And then finally it's like, I can't stand it anymore. Mm-hmm. We've all been out to lunch with that person who's like...
Russ.
Or just anybody.
Russ face.
It's true. Like, it's just like they're so particular about mayonnaise. I remember we used to work with somebody who was just like obsessed about mayonnaise. And we were like, oh my God, here you guys with the mayonnaise again. Does this have mayonnaise on it? Because if it has mayonnaise, we all know you hate. It's just like that one thing. Try the damn mayonnaise. Maybe your taste buds have changed.
Change. We've talked about this before.
Your taste buds regenerate every 10 to 15 days. So if you keep trying new things, you might like it.
It's just like with children, getting them to eat something. I forget what the rule of thumb is, but they said sometimes you have to introduce a food to a child 20-something times before they finally realize, I like it. So you just have to keep just trying new things and quit. I mean, if this is why he won't marry you, I mean, that's kind of... It's kind of silly, but I get it because it becomes like the big thing.
Yeah.
And it's not fun being with you.
Or like try it in a different way, like broccoli covered in cheese or
something.
Fried okra.
Make it unhealthy and then bring it back. It's like when you first started drinking coffee. You make it full of cream and sugar or mix it with hot chocolate and then you gradually bring it back. Yeah.
Do tempura. You know, get everything dipped in batter and fried. It all tastes the same.
Oh, sure.
Honestly.
Does. Yeah.
And then dip it in ranch. And then, you know, eventually you'll.
You're making me hungry right now.
Honestly, just dip it in ranch. I think that's the best life advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Dip
everything's better in ranch.
You might not like it raw, but you might like it cooked.
Put some bacon in it.
You know, I don't like raw oysters, I'll eat a fried one. I don't like a steamed okra, but I'll eat fried okra. I like it.
So I get some room service
gotta,
up here.
You got to show him that you're willing to be. I think a lot of times men just want. A woman who's here. I am after I refuse to go
and
on
cheese.
The jet.
Put some cheese on.
That's what what is it, Kelly?
But a man wants a woman that's like got a little bit of a little adventurous to her. Good in other areas.
Let's go back to Alan on that.
I am. I'm just not on. I'm not going to do.
What were you most adventurous on lately?
Alan, I've done some things with you that I normally wouldn't do. Ziplining.
I was ziplining
on our honeymoon.
That's
so
dangerous. Sometimes.
I just didn't want to do the thing yesterday. But I'm just saying.
I just didn't want to do the thing yesterday.
I just didn't.
Try it next time, though. Maybe
I don't want to do it in a different way.
But that's the advice you're giving her.
Taste.
Yeah.
No,
you've got to want to do it.
She's wanting to do it.
Yeah, that's the point.
What if we get you to flyboard in ranch?
Get this girl some sauce packets to keep in her purse. She just needs sauce on it.
That's how a little sauce fixes everything right there. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com and write us. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. Hopefully we'll get to your letter soon.
Mm-hmm.
Had some good ones today. And just because we're on vacation doesn't mean Kelly's not going to be working hard helping you out like she did just now. Again, that's KidNation.com. We'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're on our 2018 family vacation, hanging out at the Diplomat Beach Resort.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the greater Fort Lauderdale area, having a blast. Yesterday, we went flyboarding. We've had some great dinners. Today, we get the spa treatment
after
all those hard falls on the flyboard yesterday.
Could use that.
Yeah, so we'll have some spa treatment.
Some deep tissue.
And apparently, a member of the show is getting waxed today.
Oh, really?
I definitely know it's not me.
There's a wax convention here today, by the way.
Yes,
a wax convention?
So many hairless people. Yeah, a lot of hairless people out here.
Oh, we're sure
what happens at the convention?
They just wax each other. I heard two girls talking about, like, hey, you come over, I'll show you my method.
I think they're learning different techniques and the new,
different
the latest.
Wax. Yeah.
They're always improving.
But the one girl was inviting the other girl to her hotel room so she could show her her technique, and then the other girl was going to show her her technique. So that's pretty dope.
I'm going to tell you, the lady that founded Pretty Kitty, when I went to take care of grooming issues at one point, she happened to be in town, and the lady said, would you mind if the owner comes in and waxes you? I was like, no. I didn't feel a thing.
What?
I mean, you feel a thing.
Yeah,
you feel a thing.
But you didn't feel a thing.
But the way she did it, because she's the one that started the whole thing.
There's
it was
a
like,
science behind not feeling a thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was practically pleasant.
If you had a bad one.
The bad ones, it's like, I'll never do this again.
Okay.
Really?
But then, when the actual owner did it, there's a different technique.
Okay, maybe we might have to recruit some of these
people. Yeah, I'm particular. I don't like going to new people anymore, to strangers.
Well,
not after that crying situation.
Yeah.
And you got to practice somewhere.
You got to practice with your friends. Apparently, that's what they're doing here, Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of girls just in a room waxing each other. So, anyways, find out who's going to be getting waxed tomorrow from our show.
Florida's got everything.
But joining us, speaking of Florida, joining us on the show right now, we have Jessica Savage. She's from the Greater Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Your name is Jessica Savage?
What a cool A name.
Well, you know, okay, well, it's a famous name.
Who's that?
She used to be a famous reporter.
Oh, really?
Right?
Yes.
And she's no longer
Savage.
With us.
It's
I did
not
a huge.
Spelled the same.
No, it's not. Okay. I didn't know your last name was Savage. I was like, wow, that's cool.
I was going to say, you could be like an MMA fighter or something.
Jessica Savage. Yeah, that's a good name.
Out there.
Get the radio name, too.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
First of all, thank you for the beautiful steak that we had at Council Oak the other day.
It was delicious.
I mean, it was like heaven.
It was a really great that was a really great meal.
Yeah.
I think it was a great, you know, second night that you guys were here, and we were so excited to have you here this week. And I think everyone really enjoyed it. I didn't see any plates that had anything.
We have not gone hungry. That's for sure.
No, for sure.
Oh,
I'm not going to be able to wear anything by the time we leave here. My shorts are all tight.
Yeah, Kelly was like, screw it. Yesterday, she didn't even wear pants yesterday.
Yeah. When you came down to the lobby, I was like,
We were going to this fly thing, and I'm wearing just bikini bottoms. Like, I'm not even bothering.
It's a South Carolina.
We stopped by the CVS, and I was like, I'm going to go in. And I was shopping in my underwear, basically.
I was
shopping with no pants in Florida.
Jessica, if you know Kelly, she has never done that. I was like, who's this Kelly
Raspberry?
It was
so great when she walked into the hotel lobby. I was like, Kelly doesn't have on pants.
Yeah. No pants on.
Pantsless Kelly's my favorite person.
Me too.
I think we got Pantsless Kelly on the phone right now.
You're about to have her right here because these shorts are uncomfortable.
Jessica, what is your favorite thing to do out here?
I think what you guys did yesterday, the flyboarding, just being outside on the water is one of the things that's really we're known for. Just we have a really great water culture here between the beach and the intracoastal. I know, you know, this week you have some other water sports activities you're going to be doing. And I think that's one of the best things about being in Greater Fort Lauderdale is just that we just have over 300 miles of inland waterways, 23 miles of beaches, which
you
guys are on one of the best ones. I saw the sunrise this morning, pictures that you guys had from today. So I think that's what people come here for. This is what we're known for.
And tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, you're taking us out. Well, not you, but maybe you are. I don't know.
Come on.
Taking us out on a catamaran, which is a boat, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And we're doing some stuff out there.
Yes.
Please tell us. Please tell us.
You know, that's one of the things. Like I said, our water culture. We're known as the yachting capital of the world.
Yes.
We have a huge marine industry here, and so we have a catamaran set up for you guys, a private charter.
Ooh,
going out to
yay.
The
yacht queen.
Yeah. You guys are going out to the first tier of a 3-tier natural coral reef system that we have along our coastline here. So you'll be able to snorkel and see all of the, you know, coral reef fish and coral out there. So I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. What's great about the catamaran is if you don't want to go in the water and you don't want to go, you know, you just want to lay out on the nets that are on the back end of the catamaran.
Now we're talking.
I like the word lay. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Oh, like
now.
Leonardo DiCaprio does.
Yeah. And then you've got also, they have a bunch of water toys there that you can, you know, swimming noodles,
water
like
toys.
A slide that goes down into the water.
Whoa.
You guys are going to have an amazing time.
Yeah. I've noticed there's a lot of famous people that come out here. Like, I've been reading about it, like, I think LeBron James was down the street a couple days ago.
I thought Lil Somebody was here.
Lil Somebody.
Is Lil Somebody here?
Lil Somebody here right now? Can you tell us?
She probably can't say.
That's right. You know, we're sworn to secrecy when those things happen here.
But who is it?
It's Lil Somebody.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's a nice thing about being here in South Florida. You know, people feel like they can, you know, be themselves and, you know, maybe go pantsless. Oh. You know, it's casual. It's very casual.
Put that on the brochure. A visit Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
leave your pants
at home.
You know, yeah.
Come to Florida.
Yeah.
Leave your pants
not
at home.
Not a lot of paparazzi down here,
no.
So you can feel really comfortable. So I think that's one of the best things about that.
Well, we've been having a blast, and you guys have been extremely awesome to us. And feeding us extremely well,
too.
I mean, we're going to keep thanking you for that one right there.
I felt like I had a such local experience yesterday. I got caught. I had to take an Uber to the pharmacy, and I got caught behind a drawbridge.
Oh.
That does tend to be a problem here sometimes.
I've heard that. That's what he said, that sometimes that it can take a while, that it happens every hour, which is crazy. I mean, you know you have railroad tracks and whatnot, but it is so crazy to see a full concrete road lifted up like that, and you just sit there
in the car and wait. Did you see on the news where the guy was on the bridge and fell asleep.
While
the bridge was going, it was on
so
the news last
stay
night.
On there?
That's
yeah, he just held
do.
On.
It, that's what just reminded me. It was behind you on the TV.
He just held on until the bridge went back, that's and they just, said the dude just walked away.
Yeah. He probably just had a steak at Council Oak. That's what I did. I went home and I went to sleep.
Food coma.
Food coma. Yeah. Man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It is cool. It's weird.
I feel like I'd be the dumb guy that would try to jump that.
Yeah, you would be.
I guarantee you would. Like in the movies?
Yeah.
I would want to do
that. Why don't you just go hang out on the bridge for an hour? Because it's going to go up.
Yeah, I want to try that.
You should try it.
You should wait.
I don't think Jessica wants us to do that.
No. We want to keep you guys safe. But yeah, you know, just like I said, just with all the yachts that are going through, the height of them, the bridges have to go up to get them through and to go out to from the intracoastal to the ocean. And, you know, so that's just, you know, one of the things we have to deal with to live in paradise.
So if I finally buy a boat, I should probably put it here.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Water sports are on point out here. Just because there's a website you would like our Kid Nation family members to visit so they could check out what they can do?
Yes, if you go to sunny.org.
Uh-huh.
Oh, SUNNY.org.
So yeah.
Wow. Y'all bought the sunshine.
Exactly. You can, 3,000 hours of sunshine here. You can go search and see all the activities that you guys did. You're going on the Tropical Sailing Catamaran tomorrow, so
I'm
you can
so
check that out.
I'm so excited for that.
And then if you want to plan a trip, we'd be happy to have any of your listeners come.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Sunny.org. You can't forget that.
So make sure you check out Atlantic Flyboard. Make sure you get the spa treatment that we're going to get today while you're at the Diplomat.
Right.
And then make sure you go on the catamaran trip.
Exactly. And also, from the text, guys, this is your chance to pull a yacht. We were just talking about this a couple weeks ago. We were wondering if we could pull a yacht by ourselves. So maybe
to
we could
pull
do that.
A yacht.
Remember we said, would we be able to pull it since it's in the water?
I'll watch.
No, yeah, I'll sit in the net and drink a beer you're pulling the yacht.
All right.
I would think like this is our chance to film like a cool music video, not pull a yacht.
Like something you need to do on your own time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pull a yacht.
Jessica, thank you for joining us this morning, and thank you for everything you guys have done for us.
Give
it up for Jessica Savage, everybody. Yeah, buddy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So last night was our matching date, or day, for my wife and I.
Yeah.
Where's that whip noise?
What is whip noise?
You control those buttons, but crack that whip.
Isn't that a whip thing? I'm all good with the match game.
That's a good one.
What do you mean whip?
don't think you're whipped as long as you enjoy it.
I enjoy it.
If you did it and didn't enjoy it, then you're whipped.
What about, she asked me, she's like, were you embarrassed? I was like, no, I think
this
is
think
dope.
You were.
I like matching with my son.
Well, of course
like
you say that to
wife.
Your wife.
I match with my daughter. Yeah, I always like matching with my family. It looks cool.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But what about the hubby and wife t-shirts? I'm with him, she's with me t-shirts.
No, we don't wear those. We do more of the no
Thanks,
Trey.
Thanks, Trey. You keep I miss back. You, Trey.
Trey, you get whipped too.
But they got to the home. Point, they got to the point, Jenna, there. Where they weren't just satisfied with the matching shirts.
Mm-hmm.
When we got up on the elevator, they said, Al, follow us to this painting on the wall that has the same design as our shirts.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to take a picture in front of that. So it's trees on trees on trees.
That was the funny
part. It's on every floor.
I actually love that.
So we stopped on Al's floor just to take this picture. And that's where I saw Big Al Mag's game. And game.
So my game.
Game not strong, bro.
Oh.
So this girl gets off the elevator, and she's mentioned something about me and Kenzie matching, cute, blah, blah, blah. And Al goes, yeah, you cute. I'm in room blank, lady, blank, blank. And she just looks back at him like, what?
you know. At a certain point, you just start throwing it out there.
Yeah, you were throwing it out
In fact,
there.
I almost gave it a room key.
Yeah, the whole night I went back to the room and I asked Kenzie, my wife, I was like, I wonder if she knocked.
No, she didn't.
Oh, she didn't.
No,
okay.
She didn't. No.
Was she a hottie?
Yeah.
She was a girl.
She was a girl. would you swipe right?
Describe her.
She was a girl. She's just
dressing all
she's
black.
She's at this point just female parts.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Justin sat down next to us at dinner last night.
Oh, my God.
Bar has been
we
lowered.
We were crying laughing at his description of your game.
Yeah, because we just got done from flyboarding. And I'm
we all went to the rooms, but you guys went to the bar.
Yeah, we went to the bar.
And so he's got funk on it, right?
From that
in the
water.
The heat.
Yeah, we got out. We were sweating.
You need a shower.
Alan and I went first, so we got out of the water and we were sitting there for about an hour and a half before we even got on the bus. So we were sweaty and
cooking in the sun.
You know that deodorant wears off, so you'd be smelling bad.
Well, so we're at the bar and Big Al wants to sit outside, and we're also with Don the engineer. And there's this hot bartender. She looks like a miniature J-Lo. You're wearing these cool sunglasses and stuff. And Big Al sees her making these drinks, and off the bat, first thing that comes out of her mouth, he goes, man, you're sure making those drinks a little slow.
Oh.
And then she looks at
him.
You're a jerk
like with
sometimes.
The
That's weird.
He is to bartenders. He thinks he's flirting because what's that guy?
Insult
pretty girls.
Yeah.
Because they're not used to that. Then that makes them, that kind of throws them off their game, and they want to impress you. But it always backfires.
No, she rolled her eyes. And she goes, the menu's new, so I'm getting used to it. And he goes, well, I'll take a beer. Can you make that quicker? Something like that. And then she goes,
ew.
And then she's like, yeah, but I don't want to be judged by it. And then Big Al,
you have to understand, bartender.
And then Big Al goes, baby, I'm kidding. Come over and sit on my lap.
You have to understand, hot bartenders. See, a lot of, they talk
clearly
noise.
You don't understand.
They talk a lot of noise. And so I reciprocate.
She hadn't said anything to you other than, can I get you a drink?
No, we had had conversations
the
day before.
You works with hot girls just complimenting and saying hey.
Or a normal conversation.
Well, and then it goes into, he goes, do you remember my name do you remember my name from last night? And she goes, no, I don't. Like, do you remember my name? And Big Al got quiet. He didn't know her name.
What did you say he looked like, though?
So she's looking hot, everything like that. And Big Al looks like some crusty crustacean that just crawled from the beach.
Oh, I did. We had just crawled from the beach.
Wearing some
that
ugly
picture.
Sunglasses.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
Like, you look like a crustacean.
You look like a crustacean.
Took the picture.
Wearing this old hat.
I'm going to put that on my Bumble. See if that
nasty
works.
Nasty looking.
Yeah.
Flirting with the bartender.
Yeah, it was bad.
And I was like, can someone turn on ESPN so some kind of game will be playing on the
other
side?
Oh,
so bad for you, Big Al. I tried. I was even nice to her. Me and her are laughing. I'm joking. She's
calling
me strong drinks.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put in a good word for you, but
I
you
appreciate
just keep
it.
Putting your foot in
I
your
don't
mouth.
Like mean Al.
I wasn't
That's
mean.
Not you.
It wasn't mean. It was just.
He thinks he's flirty.
It was just a little surly. It was just a little salty. It wasn't mean, though.
Has that worked for you?
Nothing has worked, Jason. So at this point,
so just do the opposite of everything you've been
exactly.
doing.
I'm just throwing different things out there. No. You know, when you go fishing, JC, I've done a lot of fishing in my time.
Okay.
And when you go out on a fishing boat, you ever see a fishing boat at the harbor and they have like all kinds of fishing poles sitting off fishing rods?
Sure.
They have long ones. See, I'm just throwing all kinds of different lures. I got my dough bait out here. I got my stink bait out here. I got my minnows out here.
You definitely have your stink bait.
I got all kinds of stuff out there sitting. I'm just waiting to see what gets a nibble.
Yeah.
You know, something's going to get a nibble.
Something eventually.
That's why fishing trips take 5-6 hours. Some take over a few days. You don't know.
When's the last time you went fishing to make these analogies?
Well, I go fishing all the time.
You do?
Yeah. I'm a big fisherman.
Yeah.
And you probably see me on some of the fishing shows.
Uh-huh. Like which one?
The fishing guys.
You know, I actually think about it now. My wife and I got down there a little bit after you guys did, and she tried talking to this bartender, and I think she was in a bad mood because of you.
No, she was not in a bad mood.
She really was, dude, because Kinsey tried to talk to her, and she was really just... She was not talking. Yeah, she was over our group.
She's fine.
I bet
she's
her feelings.
She's fine. No, this girl, she's tough as nails. She has bartended before. Yeah. I could tell.
Are you going to try again?
She knows sure. Sure. Sure.
He will. You know she's that. Tough. He's going to go back to bartending.
Why don't you try a different approach?
The like sweet
walking
approach.
Up and apologizing for your past behavior.
For just playing?
Yeah, just hey, I'm sorry the way I spoke to you yesterday. I was trying to flirt because I find you to be extremely beautiful, and I don't know how to act around you.
You threw me off my normal game.
Or are you Ariel? Because I think we were mermaid for each other.
Yeah, that's a good one. Not really.
Yeah. He wanted me to throw that one down yesterday. I'm like, that's not coming out of my mouth.
Actually, that might work. You never know.
That's not coming out of my mouth.
It's better than work faster.
But, Big Al, you can't put a marble in your jar because I am in your pants, literally, right now. Because you gave them to me.
Right. So, where that was going.
I'm scared to even talk to Al. He's practicing his game left and right. I offered him, we had some nice appetizers last night.
I was
offering people around the table some of it. And I was just like, hey, Al, do you want some of this tartar? And he's like, do I want some of your tartar? It's like, you're gross. I can't even offer him food.
Surly. Everything is just all...
It's not surly. It's gross.
Surly,
you don't
gross.
Even know the difference.
No, I don't. I guess I don't. I'm fine, though. I'm fine. Today is going to be a good day.
Today is going to be a good day.
I'm getting a little massage.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to relax. Lord.
I hope you have a male massage.
Me too.
I doubt if I will. Hey, I think I'll refer to female.
And again, you've been swiping here while you're in Florida. Yeah, and so far, how many matches, Big Al?
Let me check. Let me see here. Well, I just got my phone.
Check.
This is going to be good.
Sure. Up to the minute update right here.
Up to the minute. Oh, no. Nothing.
Okay. Because I got a...
You just look and see if there's a number right there. You see right there where there's blank?
Zero.
There's no pictures?
No.
Of people that match
no it. Action.
There's nothing.
No.
I'm telling you, I'm calling Bumble today. I think something's wrong with
it.
There's not even past ones that have expired.
No. I got this message from Steph, and it says, hey, hold on 1 second. I'm in Florida.
Okay.
Tell Big Al I swiped right on him.
Oh, right.
She apparently swiped left on me, though.
Oh.
Al Mack.
Well, let me backtrack.
But you know what? That's a sympathy swipe from a listener.
Might be right. She might be right. So I'm gonna take this picture that Jenna took of me while ago.
Sure.
She said at the beginning of the show.
I want to see.
Yeah, you look sexy. The lighting was
sexy.
Great. You look golden. You look toasty.
Let me think about this because clearly Big Al pictures haven't been working. What if we start putting different pictures of castmates of the
other
show?
People?
Yeah. So we'll try Nick today.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do Engineer Don. A little White Cheddar.
You're catfishing people.
We're gonna have to catfish
to make sure it's Big Al's face.
That's
working.
Make sure Bumble's working. We're going to switch up the faces.
Well, catfishing might be one thing. You don't want to Black Molly somebody.
Oh, gosh.
You don't want to...
Alan, you want to reactivate your Bumble today just to see if it works?
No, you don't even need his. You just put Alan's picture on Al's.
What? No, we want to see if... We don't want to lie to women and make
and
have them show up.
And
well, mine's been working. I got 15 matches already.
All right.
I'll take one of Justin's matches.
He does have my pants.
So. We're out here at the Diplomat Beach Resort in Hollywood, Florida.
And it's swimmingly.
Going excellent. Go to KidNation.com. Check out our pictures, our videos, everything happening on our family vacation. We are the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got to bring in our boy, Russ Face, the man who, like the lady on Love Letters to Kelly, will not eat anything green.
Yeah, mostly.
Yesterday, you gave us the good news about our Kickstarter.
Yesterday, we went over 10,000, which is our goal.
Yeah.
We have a stretch goal of 20,000, though, and we only have 2 days left, though.
Okay.
So from yesterday to today, we went from 10,000 to now we're at 14,400.
Wow.
What?
So a lot of Kid Nation members went out there and grabbed the game.
Yeah, we said what we're doing this for. Did you describe the game just in case somebody's listening for the first time?
Absolutely, yeah. The King of is, well, I mean, you guys have been playing it on the show right. since Kid was around.
It's a game of categories.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And so, for example, you guys sometimes would be talking about something random.
We'd be talking about some actress named Ashley, and right. then somebody would mention another Ashley, and then we'd say, are we playing King of Ashley's?
Right.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ashley Banfield.
Ashley, a.k.a. Lindsay, who's been here on the trip with me.
Oh, nice. Well played. Yeah. I'll say what my wife said. Ashley Simpson?
Ashley Parker Angel.
Dang it, that's what I was thinking. Ashley Elbows.
No, you're out.
Ashley Madison.
Thank you.
Oh, we're out.
So anyway, that's how the game
so, yeah,
goes.
So that's how it goes. And so we've created actually a physical game with a deck of cards, and it's like about 165 cards, I think. But if we hit 20,000, we're going to include another 55 cards in there. So we still have till midnight tomorrow night to hit the 20,000, and then we'll bump up the number of cards everybody gets.
Perfect.
And it's just $20. That includes shipping. If you want the want a copy of the game, $35 if you want it autographed by all of you guys, the Kid Craddock Morning Show cast. And if you want to create your own card and get credit for it. So imagine if you created a card in like Monopoly or something, like you named Boardwalk. You could basically do that with our game.
JC Walk.
Okay.
Yes. Wouldn't yeah.
But a category.
Right, yeah. But yeah, so you can go to kidnation.com. We've got the link to our Kickstarter right there. It's called The King of.
Okay.
Thank
cool.
you, Russ, for that update. And sorry, ladies, he's taken.
Really?
What? Yeah, he is out. Right. He has more game than you do. Speaking yeah. of that.
Yeah, when are you gonna get married, Russ?
Ooh. Wow, Jenna.
Ooh. Wow. On the spot.
Right, real quick.
I yeah. thought I'd have fun with you since you came on the show.
Wow. Thanks. Thanks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, y'all been dating for a little while, though, right?
How many years?
July will be
right
3 years.
3 years? Mm-hmm. Y'all are cohabitating
three
at this
years.
Point?
3 years. Living together.
Yep, living together.
I mean, how old yeah. are you?
Old enough.
Yeah. Does she want to have children?
I'm not going to talk about everything yeah. on the air.
I just
no, you just
want
to
huh?
talk about what you want to talk about. Okay.
No, we're just trying to do another Kickstarter over in your household.
Wow.
Dang. Poor Russ. You all right there, man?
Yeah,
I'm good.
He didn't
I'm
sign
good.
Up for his nice. Private life to be discussed.
He's a little reddish.
Anytime you work for the show, you sign up for your private life to be thrown out.
Yeah.
That's what we have learned here.
Alicia did not, though.
Oh, her name's Alicia.
Okay. Yeah, now we got that. Now we
you
got,
said it.
You said
yep.
it.
Yep.
Yep.
You all said right. It, so, Alicia, expect a ring sometimes.
Wow.
Sometime
Al,
in
2018.
Don't
I can get you a great deal at Diamonds Direct.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Love you, Russ Face.
Yeah, give Russ a hard time.
Have the reception but, at Choctaw Casino.
So swing it back on over to Big Al Mac. We got a text message here for you. But
yes.
To Big Al Mac, the best thing you can do is apologize, just like JC said, because I promise she's going to remember that blankety blanker that ruined her day yesterday. And that's all she's going to remember if you don't. Sincerely, a seasoned bartender who hates when men talk to her that way.
And you know what I told yeah. her? I said, I bet you one thing, you'll remember me.
Oh, gosh.
I did tell
but
her
you
that.
Want to be remembered for the good
even,
thing.
I'm close to saying I don't even want to help him anymore. I have good intentions, and yeah. he doesn't want any advice, so he's just going to...
No.
Yeah.
Well, I listen to all advice.
He's talking to be talking.
Yeah.
I listen to all advice.
Yeah, that's right. He just talks sure. to talk.
And earlier we were talking about Jessica Simpson and her husband throwing the kid in the pool, and she got... was it
parent shame?
Parent shame on it.
Daddy shame. Yeah. yeah.
Because he was throwing the kid in the pool. Child abuse investigator here wrote us and said, "You can throw your kids in the pool. Go have fun." Perfect. Okay, that's somebody who investigates. And JC, my wife saw the picture of you and Kinsey matching. She turns to me and says, "Would you do this?" Showing me the picture, and I quickly responded, "Heck yeah! I take a picture with a hot blonde anytime." Got the strongbow elbow. That's the Mexican Lee right there.
It's fine, actually. I hope I have a boyfriend soon so we can match.
You're almost there.
I know.
You're almost there.
In the meantime, we can match, Jenna.
Justin and I, have you noticed we match? That's why we take photos together. Yeah. We talk about bathing suits and what we're wearing so we can match.
Yeah, Justin even will
Makes
match.
Makes the picture better.
He'll even match the same thong and everything.
Yeah, same.
What are we wearing today?
Well, I do have that Speedo that I wanted to wear again, so.
When are we wearing our leopard?
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow in the catamaran.
Tomorrow morning,
oh,
get
to
ready.
Work.
Yes.
For the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.